Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Talk about what contentment looks like in parenting and how even that is, I think, healing and powerful for our kids.
It really is. And contentment is wanting somebody to be nothing more than who they are. That's what contentment looks like in parenting. And I don't hear me wrong, because oftentimes people can go, gosh, I want to cast vision for my kids. I want them to be different than who they are today. Yes, we do, because we want them to grow in character. We want them to grow spiritually. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about accepting the progress and the process that they are in, and not demanding more than what the journey that they're already on. Certainly casting vision for them. But here's what I learned. Here's really what I learned, is when I began to embrace God's perfecting work in my own life, I stopped worrying about what people thought. And when I stopped worrying about what people thought, I stopped being a controlling parent. And when I stopped being a controlling parent, I increased my ability to influence each of my kids, and I deepened my connection with them. And leaving perfection infection parenting behind resulted in a sense of freedom and contentment in my relationships with my beautifully created, perfectly imperfect children. That's the power of contentment, and that's the power of getting serious about kicking perfection infection parenting out of our family.
Wow. That just profoundly wise and wonderful words. I've got one more question for you before I ask you to pray, if you don't mind. And that is, when you talk about, you know, parents want to have vision for their kids and they have dreams for their kids. And oftentimes those dreams come from our own unfulfilled desires or things, or things we just want for them for our own sake. How do we cooperate with God? Because sometimes his dreams for our kids are different than our dreams for them. How do you live in that tension of holding loosely, maybe getting a vision and praying big for your kids, but holding it open-handedly so that God can write the story?
Oh, my goodness. I think we all have to deal with that in some way, shape, or form, because, you know, that little one comes and we just imagine who they're going to become. We imagine they're going to like things we like, that they're going to enjoy things that we enjoy. And they may for a time, or they may never, because they're their own person, their own temperament. I'll tell you, the biggest thing I learned is I had to grieve what isn't and accept what is. And so sometimes you really do have to grieve that. I'll give you an example. I loved being in leadership in high school. I was involved in clubs right and left. And I didn't have a single one of my kids, not a single one of my kids, that desired to do anything like that. Now, they're leaders in their own regard, but they just didn't have any desire to do student government and those kind of things that I loved. And I kept looking for them. I kept encouraging them to do that. And finally, I realized, Jill, you're trying to make them to be somebody they're not. And when they would resist, I had to accept what is. I had to grieve what isn't. And I think the more we can do that, the more sense of contentment we will have, and the more freedom we will give our children to be truly who God has created them to be.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.